Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Well, campaign season is over, finally. No more stressful twists and turns there. No more edge-of-your-seat moments for now, till tomorrow, probably this afternoon. And while we have the chance, let's all take a minute to sit back and stretch out, or not. A recent study from the University of Nevada found that the most common type of stretching, known as static stretching, doesn't actually work. In fact, it might work against you. As New York Times reporter Gretchen Reynolds wrote in an article that's making the internet rounds heavy duty this week, she's here to tell us the right way to loosen up. Hi, Gretchen.
Hi, good morning.
So Barack Obama is elected president of the United States in one of the most historic elections in world history. For that reason, copies of yesterday's New York Times are selling for $1,000 on eBay. People were lined up around the block of the Times building to get one, as if there wasn't a newsstand on, you know, each of the next three corners. But what's the most emailed article? The article about stretching. So
I admit to being absolutely astonished, in all honesty. I, of course, find the information extremely interesting, but I still did think that people might have a little bit more on their minds than whether they were warming up correctly or not.
What is static stretching?
Static stretching is what most of us learned to do when we were probably back in grade school, which is reach down, touch your toes, hold that pose. Excuse me. It's the stretching where you stretch a particular muscle and you hold it, usually for 20 to 30 seconds. And most of us were taught that that was actually the best way to warm up before we did more strenuous exercise. So you would see people reaching down, touching the toes. They would pull their knees up and hold that stretch. And the assumption was that that would make you more flexible, more ready to do a harder sort of exercise, and in effect a better, an athlete more ready to go run or jump or do whatever you needed to do.
And what did the study find?
Exactly the opposite. Static stretching, the stretching where you hold the pose for at least 30 seconds, actually makes a muscle weaker. It means that you can jump less far, you can run less fast, you're slower and less powerful if you have done the static stretching.
Why?
Then it's a reaction from the central nervous system. The central nervous system somehow sees what you are doing as an attack, essentially, on the muscle. It responds by making the muscle less able to respond to other central nervous system messages. It doesn't respond as well.
So is that less able to respond as compared with no stretching or as compared with another kind of stretching?
As compared to another kind of stretching. And in fact, compared, although the research is still very preliminary, it appears that it's even worse than if you haven't stretched at all. You would actually be better off not doing that stretching than doing the, you would be better prepared for exercise if you haven't stretched than if you do that kind of stretching.
And I want to be very clear on what this study focused on in terms of what you just referred to as better prepared. Does that mean that this is about performance, you know, that you'll run faster and jump higher and all those good things? Or does it mean that you're going to be less at risk of injury, which is why most ordinary non-athletes stretch before exercise?
That's a very good question. And the fact of the matter is, scientists are still trying to determine that. It's pretty clear that various types of warm-ups make you perform better, and I'll get into that in just a moment. What's not completely clear is whether static stretching will make you more prone to injury. It will make you less good at your workout. Mm-hmm. It will make you less able to jump high if you're a basketball player. It will probably make you less able to run as fast. Whether it will make you more prone to injury is not completely clear. What is clear is that there are ways to stretch that will make you both perform better and be somewhat less likely to injure yourself. And that's a stretching that is known as dynamic stretching. And it's really quite simple. It's doing some of the same sorts of stretches that you might have done, stretching down towards the ground, stretching up into the air, but doing it while moving so that the muscles are always in motion. You don't strike a pose and hold it. What that does is it seems to prepare the muscles for central nervous system messages that tell them, go faster, be stronger, jump
higher. How can you stretch while you're in motion? What does that look like?
It can look extremely silly, to be honest, which is one of the reasons why I think this hasn't become a totally widespread movement yet. For example, you could do things like march, if you're at a tennis court, march across the court, reaching up in front of you as if you were trying to kick, do a Rockettes kick, and hold your hand out and literally kick up towards your foot. And
oh, yeah, I'm going to do that.
March across the court. It does, in fact, look a little bit silly, but what's interesting is if you watch the best athletes at a tennis court...
Rafael Nadal is not doing that on national television. He's not.
But he's doing it before you see him on national television.
Really? This is what they're... Seriously, this is what the professional athletes are doing?
They are, and the tennis players are all doing it. In fact, I talked to the man who's the head of the tennis program for the young, really upcoming players, and he said not only are all of their players doing this sort of warm-up, but whenever he goes to a baseball game now, a professional baseball game, he sees the players doing exactly these sorts of warm-ups, but well in advance of when most people are there to see them.
Fascinating.
They are doing...
Lewis in Asbury Park has an interesting question. You're on WNYC. Lewis, real quick.
Good morning. Yeah, real quick. Anyone that does yoga on a regular basis knows you get less injury. I used to get more injury, and I think it's because it's the relaxation of the body and you're more supple. So I think that falls into line. I think if you even see athletes, like you said, professional athletes, do more yoga.
Well, yoga, at least, you know, the old-fashioned kind of yoga where you just hold a position, seems like it would be static stretching. Do you know?
It is static stretching. And in fact, there is and remains a place for static stretching after exercise, during other times of the day. Static stretching, including yoga sorts of moves before you are working out or competing, is in fact counterproductive. You do get relaxation of the muscles, but that's not necessarily what you actually want before you go exercise.
More vigorous exercise. There is, of course, the more
excited muscles.
Yeah, more excited muscles. There is also the more dynamic form of yoga these days, which is probably another thing. But last question from our webpage, Jane from Brooklyn asked, what about static stretching after exercise, which some more exercise coaches are recommending now?
Yes, there is definitely a place for static stretching after exercise. It can increase flexibility and range of motion, but you do not want to do it before you exercise. You don't want it to be part of your warm-up. It actually is counterproductive then.
Now, here's what we did, Gretchen, that I think a lot of our people listening right now, and even readers of the Times who didn't necessarily go to the webpage for your article might want to see. We've placed a link to the video of dynamic stretching that accompanies your article on the Times website. We've placed that on our website, so that's an easy way to go to it. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you can link right to the video of dynamic stretching that Gretchen was just describing as what science is starting to show is the better alternative for warming up before vigorous exercise. Gretchen Reynolds wrote the article, making the internet rounds, heavy duty this week on why stretching as we usually do it before exercise might actually be bad for you. Really interesting, Gretchen. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.